From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The Trump administration has not reacted to a spokesman's denial that former President Barack Obama ordered a telephone tap on Mr. Trump during the campaign before last year's U.S. elections. President Trump made the accusations on Twitter without naming any source for his claims. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
I'm very worried that our president is suggesting that the former president has done something illegally. I would be very worried if, in fact, the Obama administration was able to obtain a warrant lawfully about Trump campaign activity with foreign governments.
President Trump's claim against Mr. Obama came as the Trump administration faces mounting pressure from multiple investigations into contacts between members of his campaign team and Russian officials during the 2016 presidential race. Supporters of President Trump held rallies across the country Saturday. The so-called Spirit of America demonstrations were organized by a group called the Main Street Patriots, which is made up of some of the same people that founded the Tea Party movement 8 years ago to voice concerns about the way the federal government operates. Aiden Eller was out on the streets in front of President Trump's New York City residence.
I'm here to support Trump and to support the USA, a free, democratic USA, to make America great again.
U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders and actor Danny Glover joined thousands of protesters in the state of Mississippi to call for workers' rights to join a union. Sanders and Glover spoke to the marchers.
They think that people here in the South are not prepared to stand up and fight back. They've got another guest coming.
Martin Luther King said the best anti-poverty program that he knew was a union.
The so-called March on Mississippi was organized in support of unionization at a Nissan assembly plant in Canton. This is VOA News. U.S.-backed Iraqi forces have begun a new push toward the center of the city of Mosul in an attempt to take positions still held by Islamic State militants. Iraqi military officials said Sunday they have overtaken several villages in West Mosul in the latest fighting as they move toward the old section of the city. The offensive had been delayed in recent days by bad weather. Thousands of civilians flee the fighting each day. Islamic State has taken credit for executing a kidnapped officer of Pakistan's Prime Intelligence Agency a day after police found his body in the central city of Multan. A local police said the body was dressed in an orange uniform like detainees at the U.S.-run Guantanamo Bay Detention Center in Cuba. The officer was serving in a counterterrorism unit of Inter-Services Intelligence, or ISI, the country's main spy agency. Forces loyal to Libya's top eastern military commander say they have pounded Islamist militia fighters who captured the key oil ports. Andrew Uranian report from the VOA Middle East Bureau.
A militia spokesman, Yasser Jabali, claimed his men were holding their ground. Mamdouh Salami, a London-based oil analyst, told Libyan TV that control of the country's two largest oil ports, Ras Lanuf and Sidra, are always a main interest of the country's militias and of the National Unity Government, because they are the key to the country's economy and ultimate control of Libya. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Syria news reports say government forces press forward in pursuit of Islamic State fighters in northern Syria, gaining control of 15 more villages near the Turkish border and slowing a rival push against IS by Turkish-backed Syrian rebels. Thousands of delegates from around China have gathered in Beijing for the annual parliament session that began Sunday in the Great Hall of the People. Premier Li Keqiang told the delegates China wants to expand its economic growth by about 6.5% of GDP in 2017. Last year, China's targeted growth was between 6.5 to 7% and came in at 6.7%, the slowest pace in 26 years. Fresh from her Best Supporting Actress Oscar win for her role in the film Fences, Viola Davis was at a Harvard University event to receive the 2017 Artist of the Year Award from the Harvard Foundation. In addition to the Oscar, Davis received the Critics' Choice, Golden Globe, Screen Actors Guild, and British BAFTA Award for her performance in the film adaptation of Fences, an August Wilson play. Davis also won a Tony Award for the 2010 Broadway revival of that play. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.